You've interpreted jazz, world music in 12 different languages. How did you get to where you are now? Where did your interest in music come from?
A circuitous route. Well, I started off as a folkie, actually, and I played guitar as a youngster. And then when I got into Brazilian music, I was playing Brazilian guitar, and then I studied a little bit of jazz guitar. It was all privately, and then I always took singing lessons and got into jazz and popular music, and then all the other languages kind of gradually evolved out of that, and now it has become my thing. It's really based on the song. It's all about the song. Whenever I find a song that I fall in love with, I just have to learn how to sing it and how to play it or however, and I interpret it. I mean, I'm not ethnomusicologically totally authentic with the music, but I try to be as close as I can, and I do interpret things in my own way.
And what kind of music are you drawn to in terms of, well, musically and thematically?
It's so diverse. I've been asked that question so much, and I really do love so many different kinds of music. I mean, I love, as I said, I love Brazilian music. I love Middle Eastern music. I love French music. I love American music. I love American music. You know, all kinds of American music, from blues to the Great American Songbook, to contemporary. And I do write as well. And I love, it's always going to be some special quality that the music has, either the melody or the lyrics or the combination or the harmony or the rhythm. It's just, you know, it's all about the song.
And did you study music?
Not in school, but I studied privately. I went to the University of Pennsylvania, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do at that time. So I just kept listening and finding things that I wanted to learn, and I just learned on my own with a lot of help from people. And I formed a band with this great musician named Dan Kleiman back in the 90s, and we started off as a duo, and then we formed an ensemble, and it was called Ciora. And we did actually just do a lot of different kinds of music. He was also very eclectic. And we, at first, when we made our CDs, we made a lot of CDs together, and we always felt a little bit embarrassed about being, when people would say, oh, you're all over the map. And then we decided to embrace it and say, yes, that's what we do. We try to erase boundaries, and we try to find music from all different places and find the connections that you can make to different musics, and it's sort of a metaphor for how people could get along together, you know, and harmonize with each other in every way.
Tell me about your interest in the environment. You say you're drawn to all different kinds of music and musical styles.
Well, truth be told, my partner Dan became very interested and passionate about environmental issues. And he channeled his passion and his great musicality and his gift for composition into writing some songs, and he was working on some theater pieces. But there were two songs in particular that he wrote, and one of them was called A-E-I-O-U, Water, in which he had me take the word water and translate it into about 40 different languages, and I'd be singing those words. He wrote beautiful melody and lyrics, and we got Paul Jost, who's a great jazz singer, to sing those lyrics over my singing of the words for water. And he recorded that song in his studio, and in 2010 Dan died, and I just had to take his vision and try to go forward with all of his, you know, with his songs and with his vision, and with the help of this incredible videographer, Rodney Wittenberg. He's an Emmy Award-winning composer and filmmaker. And he encouraged me to make a video of the song. And then he said, well, you know, even more, let's make a documentary. Let's go all out and make an actual documentary about water that would also be a tribute to Dan, and then a music video. And so that's what we did. We've been working on it for, you know, close to, a year and a half or so. And so there's some technical information, but mostly the film is mostly an artistic endeavor to really just try to get people emotionally involved with the crisis that we have with water today, and to try to learn about how to conserve water and how to find out about the issues of water. And that's what we did with this documentary.
What role can music play, music and art play, in these kind of environmental issues?
That's what I feel so strongly about as an artist, that we can inspire and we can get people interested and emotionally involved in these issues, so these issues that face all of mankind. And I feel that's what I can do as an artist, and that's what my partner did. He wrote these songs that were very, very, very charged emotionally, and very just beautiful lyrics that would inspire people to think about these issues. That's what I feel that music can do.
Do you think music, and maybe some kinds of music more than others, but taps into an emotion and enables people to connect their emotional response to their intellectual?
Yes, I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly right. It can reach you on an emotional level, but it does make you start thinking about these things and try to understand them. But to really want to understand it, to reach you on a deep level, to see the poignant images that we've put out, and the poignant words too, I think that it really does help.
Can you talk a little bit about jazz?
I do interpret jazz in my own way. And jazz itself, yes, jazz is so much in the moment. It's a very spontaneous form, and you're improvising. You know, you have to be there in the moment and be so aware of what's going on and be listening and watching. So it is a very, that's why it's such a vibrant musical form. As a vocalist, I'm really very, very mindful of connecting with my audience and connecting to the music, because vocals are so personal, and they can reach you, and there's words involved for me, and you know, sounds that there's something about vocals that you connect to people so directly with vocals, and that's what I try to do with my music. And so all of the music that I do, I mean, does have a jazz, somewhat of a jazz feel, but I also try to make it very, very accessible, and not as much intellectual, but accessible and soulful. That's what I try to do with my vocals, and expressing it through jazz, but in my own way. And it's always I always try to make it accessible to people, and I try to reach their souls.
Do you have the sort of the premise that being able to connect with people is a good first step in getting people to think about some of these larger issues that affect all of us?
Yes, I do feel that that, you know, I never really used to use music to give messages, like political or social messages, but there are some things that I think are, you know, important. You know, messages of global significance and universal significance. You know, people trying to find some commonality. You know, namaste. You know, just try to respect other people. You know, it's this stuff that's really, really basic, and things about the environment too. You know, this is our world. This is our earth. We share it all together. So those kinds of things I do like to bring out through music. I think it's worthwhile to do that, not just for the music, but you know, sometimes it is just about beautiful moments in music. It does inspire you, but with lyrics, you know, you can talk about things that will connect with people in a universal way.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.